Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Absolutely, Mfundisi. That is true, something that we cannot deny. And it is vested to every born-again child, not only kubafundisi or to the ministers of the gospel, but to every believer, or what we should warn. That is why you are my brother's keeper. We are brother's keepers. We need ukubasi sibonisa noma sengiqala ngiphambuka endleleni. As my brother, you do that out of love. Ukuthi no motha lapha awusahambi kahle. Sikukhona into engasekho right. Uyangibuyisa ngihlalisa phansi. But ake sibheke ezwini. Izwi lithi kufanele sihambe kanje. So in that you are being watchful. And you are warning me of the danger, because many times umuntu ugcina sekalahleka, agcina lahlekile endleleni, because there was that lack of somebody who could warn. The problem that we face with the church today is that instead of warning a person, but we tend to gossip about it, we tend to talk behind his back. Sometimes umuntu kube nalogo achopheke esweni, but needed just somebody to warn him and say there is danger coming. If you do not do this and that, you are in danger. So as the word of God says that in Isaiah 62 verse 6, I have set watchmen on walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day and night. In other words, we should not keep quiet when we see ukuthi kunento. I love the clip that you just played, because umama is so just firm and straightforward to the truth. Ukuthi masiqokeni. In other words, we should always be ready. Sihlale silindile ukuthi Jesu anazi nesikhathi ukuthi kunini, when the Son of Man will come back. So we should always be ready as if souls will ukuthi the rapture is happening tonight. Ready. That's how we should be. So we need to warn one another with mfowethu engathi sozosala la. Because you'll find people sitting with a sambeni, singing and saying a sambeni, but do we really know what makuthiwa sihamba siyapi? When we sing that we are going home ekhaya ezulwini, that should be in our mind. We should warn one another. And I just read only the first two parts. It says in verse 6, Isaiah 62. It says, you who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent. We should not keep silent when things are not going right. In our community, in our families, even at church. Ngathi ngoba uSipho usebenza kahle, uhola kahle, unikela kakhulu. Then when it does things which is out of doctrine, which is out of the word, and then we keep quiet, we are afraid. No. But as ministers of the gospel of truth, the ministers of the gospel of Christ, we are representing the kingdom. We are the ambassadors. So we should always remember that what we are not. Uthi Paul, I shall not please men. Uma ngabe kuthiwa ngisajabulisa abantu, then ngakayiboni insindiso, ngakayiboni salvation, the gospel engishumayelayo ukuthi okay, great. But I should only at all times and warn and speak the truth so that people can be saved.
Sure. Now, being watchful, and I'm looking at Revelations, Jabu, I'm bringing this to you. It says, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have found your works I have not found your works perfect before the Elohim. And being watchful also means discipleship, to disciple people, because there are areas in people's lives that are not as good. What say you, Jabu?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, no, that's also another aspect of being watchful, when we sort of maybe do a self-introspection or we put ourselves before God to be examined with, because these days, we are living in times where really, people are self-proclaimed. Self-proclaimed preachers, self-proclaimed apostles, self-proclaimed prophets. You know, people have called themselves, you know, everyone can just wake up in the morning and decide just to come to South Africa and open a big church. And they will be able to these days, because of people can call themselves and proclaim themselves also as the servants of God. But we need to be watchful. that we still are the type of believers that present ourselves before God to be examined by His word.
Mm.
If we are still upright before Him and still yes. holy as He is holy, He says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy."
Mm.
So we are living in the times where really examination by the word or by the Father Himself is very important.
Mm.
That's being watchful. It's easy for us to really see other people's faults and you know, like other people's sins, like just to write on social media about this pastor who maybe was caught in the very act, or this girl, or this sister, or that brother.
Mm.
But have you checked your life?
Yes.
How is your life? Just your life. Yeah. Because the very actually father teaches us that mean I can be pointing at a speck in another man's eye.
Yeah.
But only to find out in my own eye there is a lock.
Yeah.
That is even obscuring me to see clearly.
Yeah.
That's why instead of focusing on the lock, I can just see, you know, like the speck. So let us be people who really bring ourselves before the Father so that we can be able to really see clearly that which He wants us to see, and be able also to have the vision, you know.
Mm.
And in Matthew 26, verse 41, the Bible says, "Keep watching and praying, that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak."
Mm.
So this is another aspect of being watchful, being prayerful.
Yeah.
You know, being prayerful. Not also like to be people who really, these days it's all about events. Everything is an event.
Mm.
In order for us to pray, there must be an event. In order for us to preach, there must be an event. Everything. Mm. A big speaker is coming from America, and this one from Zambia, from then it's a big event now of the Father. No, our Father is really, He uses humble things.
Mm.
And the way that He operates also is very humble. It's not like proud and boastful and famous as people have tend the Father to be. So like in your closet, do you still present yourself to the Father to say, "Lord, what is it that you want me to pray about?
Mm.
What is it that you want me to really take care of, you know, at work or in my family or to this brother's life or this sister's life? What
yes.
is it, Lord?"
Yes.
Are we still that type of a believer or the church that seeks the Father? Because that's being watchful.
Mm.
When we watch prayerfully, as He says that, you know, that you may not actually enter into temptation. It is also key for us to be awakened. When the devil tempts or strikes, we will be people who got clear vision because we are living in a prayer closet, and therefore we can see everything before the enemy strikes already. We know, and we warn the people, we warn the church, we warn everyone so that we can be safe as the church, as the body of believers. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this, the very aspect, the very notion of watchfulness. What does it mean to be watchful? Missy J, thank you so much. Godfrey, my friend, thank you so much. Thank you for the WhatsApp. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear more of this. What does it mean to be watchful? What does it mean to be watchful? There's a song I used to play many years ago. Listen to this.
Of you. He'll take care of you. I know he will.
Beautiful song, Aretha Franklin. God will take care of you. Beautiful song, I should say. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Drop us a voice note on the issue. And we are touching base on the very issue of watchfulness. Are we as watchful as we ought to be? Are we as watchful as we are supposed to be? What does the word say about being watchful? What are some of the things that you think we should be watchful over? Drop us a voice note and send us a WhatsApp. It's 0826572729. Thank you so much. Also, Godfrey Lenki, thank you very much. Babongane, thank you so much. And Maniki Kadinyane, thank you very much. We really appreciate for the WhatsApps there and the voice notes. I will play them shortly. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter.
and the very fact of watchfulness today.
Bringing the Word of God to you. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Real radio for real people. Serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, let me read what Missy J or J Missy has sent some time ago. J Missy says, watchful over going with the flow. I agree. More than 100%. Watchful over going with the flow. Live your own life. You know, she says there, or he says, live your own life. Don't be a copycat. That is Missy J there. Thank you so much, Missy J. We really appreciate.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
All right, and Missy J, from Missy J, we have Godfrey. Godfrey quotes John 7:24. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge the righteous judgment. Absolutely, which is scripture. Scripture is the righteous judgment. Thank you so much, Godfrey, for that. And Lenki says, Dumelang bon tatemreneng. To be watchful means one should watch what they see, what they hear, what they say, what they do, what they touch. I think you should say that name. What they touch, what they put their mouths and bodies as well, in what they put in their mouths and bodies as well as where they walk, so that one should not defile themselves. Read the whole book of Leviticus, and salvation is yours. Lenki Rambo, thank you so much, Lenki. I really appreciate. May the Father bless you even far much more abundantly.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Or you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. It's 012-334-1322. And when you look into, the WhatsApps, Godfrey again quotes Leviticus 19 verses 15. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness thou shalt judge thy neighbor. And righteousness is the word of the Most High. I still maintain that, Godfrey. All right. Hey, Matota. Hi, Mfundis Ray. I'm tuning in. Can you see Leshongwe? Can you? I really appreciate. Welcome. All right. And Godfrey says, let's be on guard and watchful 24/7 of what happens around us. Do not be like the borders of South Africa. Okay. All right. Wow. Did you have to go there, Godfrey? Wow, man. I can't help but laugh. You know, I can't help but laugh. But hey, I need to be careful.
Real radio for real people. Serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
There you go, Babangane.
Ukuze thoba okhulu ngibonga ke ithuba. Ngibingeleleke kumfundisi uRay, ngibingelele kubafowethu ke abangama guest studio, ngibingelele nabalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit egameni lika Jesu Christu oyinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu. Isihloko ke sanamhlanje esithi, what is watchfulness? Watchfulness okushukuthi ukuqwasha, ukuqapha, ukulonda, ukuqaphela, ukubhekisisa. Watchfulness is the state of being attentive and responsive to signs of activity, opportunity or danger. It can be defined as the process of paying close and cautious attention. Being on the watch, alertness, vigilant, attentive, carefully observant, wakefulness, and to be ready. Every person must be watchful of himself. Joshua chapter 22, verse 5. But take careful heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you. To love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments, to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. We can also find that in Joshua chapter 23, verse 11. We have the hearts that we need to keep watch over because they are ready to deceive us through sin. The dangers are not only from outside us. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. We can also read in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 on our own. Both the apostle Paul and Peter issued the command to be watchful, to stand against the evil one. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 17, we won't read that one because it is too long. We are at war, fighting the enemy. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Being watchful for our enemy, Christians should be wary of Satan's attacks and our own fleshly weaknesses. Watchfulness is considered a spiritual discipline that keeps other spiritual habits sharp. Watchfulness in Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 is 2. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Mm. There is no time to take a holiday from this Christian life. Mm. Walala wasala, you snooze, you lose. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Watchfulness suggests a preparedness in order to avoid being taken unaway by an enemy. It involves fighting carelessness to reach a desired goal. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 34. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. We can also on our own read Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 9. Also Nehemiah chapter 7, verse 3. We struggle in prayer. In it, all we need to look to Jesus and have a watchfulness for every way in which we may serve him and be like him. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongane. I really appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much. Ngiyabonga.
Join Given and Shaw for I Am Live every Friday evening at 6. Here they welcome young South Africans to engage in insightful conversations and meaningful discussions about issues that matter. Listen live on Radio Pulpit 657 AM or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Right, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. The very notion of being watchful. What should we also be watchful over? I think it's the question that comes to mind. What should we be watchful over? Something to look into. And I trust the Father is doing you well. Let's hear what you say.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Maniki Tladinyani.
Kidumedisa, ba mameti, botle, ba radio pulpiti, lefatse ka bophara.
Thank you, Maniki.
Pastor Ray, yo, kia utla. Setlhogo sa tsatsi la ka jeno, Pastor Ray, we need to be watchful over a lot of things, especially bazalwane. Ke gore sometimes so o kry le gore we are misled by our leaders. O kry le gore bazalwane, we are misled by our leaders, and only those who will be misled by the leaders are those that do not know the word of God, those that do not read the Bible. Because really, we need to read the Bible. We need to hear what God says about our lives. How are we going to read the Bible in Leviticus chapter 19? Leviticus chapter 20. Verse 6. Lentswe la Modimo le re bolela gore Modimo o bua le rona a re, I will set my face against anyone who turns to medium. Who turns to mediums and spiritists.
It cut just there. Maybe you can come back again, Mani Gitadinyana. Maybe you can come back again and take us through, because it cuts just there. When we were listening, but hey, I heard you.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Godfrey, thank you, my friend, is quoting Matthew 8, verses 9. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire. I get you quite well as to what you say. I really get you, sir. Thank you so much. Send us WhatsApp, so 826572729. Let's hear what you say. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
All right, let me see. Mfundi Swami,
Asibingelele Pastor, asibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba letifokotisako. Manje ke mfundisi yezwakale ndaba, hlalani lindile ngokuba nazi isuku nehora. Manje ke mfundisi, ukulinda ke mfundisi asukungena isonto. Ukulinda asukufaka isambatho.
Yeah.
Ukulinda sokuba ngumfundisi. Ukulinda sokudlisa indlu senkosi. Ukulinda sokuba ngumprofeta. Ukulinda mfundisi ukwenza izwi likaNkuluNkulu. Uma izwi lithi zihlambulule. Uma izwi lithi phenduka umuntu aphenduke. Angisho wena mfundisi. Angisho nina futhi lapha. Uma izwi lithi phenduka umuntu aphenduke. Uma izwi lithi zisole unile uzise. Ukulinda lokho mfundisi. Kubizwa ukulinda. Ngokuba mfundisi ukulinda kumele ukuthi sibe kube semzimbeni yethu. Yebo singababheka nabanye abantu ukuthi hallo ngathi akalindanga lo ngale ndlela aziphatha ngayo. Kodwa umuntu olindile mfundisi ezizwi likaNkuluNkulu. Khona mabo
Kalmambo mfundisa mina na kensa.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right, let's see. You can send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Bobongani, welcome back.
Ti angibonge ukuthola ithuba ngibingelele kumfundisi uRay, ngibingelele nakubafethu ke e-studio abangamagesting, ngibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be-radio propriety egameni elingaphezukwawo wonke amagama, igama lika Jesu Christ wase Nazareth, isihloko esithi what is watchfulness. Bazalwane ke asingizeli singalali, spiritual awakening. You begin to clear certain things out of your life, such as habits, relationships, old belief systems, and invite new, more enriching things in. It's possible to go through life with your body awake but your soul asleep. That happens when you are not seeking God day by day. Phaphamani bazalwane baka Christu sekusile usho kanjalo ke lo munye umhlabeleli. Revelation chapter 3 verse 1. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Could it be that you are thriving in church services, but dead spiritually? We can be busy with a lot of activity, but have no productivity. As Christians, we are called to be faithful and productive. If we are awake and alert and mindful, we can experience the wonderful presence of God in the most ordinary events. Even in the most scary or painful events, we can experience the holiness of God. Spiritual slumber can come for several reasons, including unbelief, not reading the word, sin, and other things. You can't live however you please. Let people see God in and through your body. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You must live in constant awareness of that ticking clock. The most of the time, have wisdom in how you walk. That is how you live. Colossians chapter 4, verse 5. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Time is a gift from God, and none of us know how much time each of us has on this earth to make decisions that will impact eternity. Titus chapter 3, verse 8. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. Time is our most precious possession. Money can't buy time. Time wasted will never be regained. People often throw away time in alarming ways by social media, television, and idle chatter. Umuntu mayelahlake imali ba ubukekake engumuntu olahlekelwe ingqondo osangene, kodwa ke umuntu olahlake isikhathi asikuboni ke ububi bakho ke lokho. It matters how we use time, because ultimately our time is a gospel issue. By choosing to repent, we able to back our moments and opportunities which were lost. We think through our plans and make sure they align with God's will and avoid empty, harmful activities such as getting drunk and the pleasures of this world. We must overcome evil with good. We can read also in Romans chapter 12, verse 21, James chapter 4, verse 14. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Our many possessions will be given to someone. Yonke ke le ingcebo esinayo la emhlabeni siyothi ke mase sihambile ke sesemukile ke kulomhlaba iphiwe ke abanye abantu ke abazosala ke la emhlabeni. Umbhede ke olala kuwo uyolalwa ke ngomunye umuntu. Unkosikazi kwakho uyothathwa ke ngomunye. Umyeni wakho uyothathwa ngomunye. Imoto yakho iyothathwa ke ngomunye umuntu. Zonke izinto esinazo ziyothathwa ke ngabanye abantu. Kungakho ke kumele ke sihlale ke siqwashile, sisebenzele ke uNkulunkulu, senze ke intando kaNkulunkulu. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it, sir. And send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Watchfulness.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
All right, send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. Frank, thank you so much. Frank, saying good evening, Pastor Ray and all the other pastors in the studio. Being watchful means to be alert or to be sober-minded. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25 to 27. 25, look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. 27, do not get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. Frank, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Vusmus, hey, my daughter. Sekuyisikhathi eside mfoka baba.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Vusmus, hey uvu, hey Vusi, ngikubona uhlezi lapha eplazini lakho ndoda. Eh, awungiphi ngisho ngisho nekomishi lebisi ndoda ngiphuze nje. Abo Sipho laba bangihalela Sipho Radebe ukuthi kunawo Sipho wempela. Uvusi uyazi ukuthi kunawo Sipho hawu uRadebe yangizwenkela lapha ngebisi lasestore. Matert, hi. Uvusi uthi good afternoon, Pastor Ray. Asibonge imfundiso ezinhle ngabazalwane bonke kakhulu. Ubaba uBongane, ama scriptures from Vusi. Uthi siyabonga kakhulu baba uBongane, uVusi Muzi. Vusi Muzi, hey madod, uVusi mfowethu ke lo. Mfowethu. Hayi, yazi ubaba wami umbiza umntana akhe umtaka baba ke uVusi. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear you.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, Maniki Tadinyane. Welcome.
Ke dumedisa ba mamedi ba radio pulpit le fatse ka bo phara. Yo a buang ke Amanda Tladinyane ko le tlhabile ko block one, block I. Pastor Ray, there is lots of things that we need to be careful of. Ha re le setšhaba sa Modimo kampo re le bana ba Modimo. We must be careful of the prophecies that have been prophesied into our lives by so-called men of God, women of God, because sometimes those prophecies, they are not aligned with the truth of God. Khona no ha re bala mo Lamentation chapter 2 verse 14 lentswe la Modimo le re bolella gore the prophecy of your prophets were false and misleading. They did not expose your sin to what of your captivity.
Yeah.
The prophecies they gave you were false and misleading. Prophecy etswang ko Modimo. E tshwanetse ebe prophecy e leng gore Modimo wa go khalemela. If you are not right with God, God will rebuke you with the prophecies. So most of the prophecies tse leng gore go prophesaiwa ka tsona mo dikerekeng tse itse. O thole gore ke di prophecies tsa di material, worldly material prophecies. They will prophesy you o kore ba prophesy ya motho, for an example, pastor ari ko mothong ole ya I see you having a big car, meanwhile Modimo a rebuke the person gore o sale o maketse gore, and then what is going on, what is this kind of prophecies? So and a hapa sa bobedi di ntotsa etsa halang ka gore go dikereke re tlamile re be careful gore kerekeng e yang ko yona o be careful gore re ne bazalwane bana ba bala di bible ba bala lentswe la Modimo, because ha sa ba le lentswe la Modimo o tlo wela o tlo kra ile gore o tlo iphithlala o le to the wrong place khona ya no ga re bala mo Leviticus chapter 19 verse ke verse 31 lentswe la ke verse 11 a ke bone pile lentswe la Modimo le re, do not turn to mediums or seek out spirits, for you will be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Mara ha re wa lebela some kore dikereketse dingwe bile batho ba thwasa ba le ka mo gare ga dikereke gore o ipotsa-potsa gore motho ga a thwasa e nna jangoma ka mo gare ga kereke mme lentswe la modimo le bua modimo a bua le rona a re I will set my face against anyone who turns to mediums and spiritists to prostitute themselves by following them and I will cut them off from their people modimo o bua le rona mari you find people ba leng gore ba thwasa ba le ka mo gare ga dikereke
yo
ene ha pele ntse la modimo la re kaela bona gore go etsa getseng ka ka phoka ka soula soula itse kana go eo anang ba le bagane le ntwa e masisi e leng gore soula o ile iphithela a tshogile a tsamaya a yo batla thuso ko mosading o le wa that's a woman wa spiritist and then ha fitlhakwa mo ko mosading o le wa go bua le mewa ya baswi ka mpo go bua le baswi and then isa ha fetsa mo modimo a mogalefela le go feta soula a tlhokafala ga ka ba phela so wa bana gore dilo tse di etsagalang ka mogare ga dikereke we must be very very careful the prophecy ra ikitse re le bazelwane when god rebukes you know when god rebukes you know so you can't just take any prophecy always I have a way opela matsogo he modimo o lokile modimo o lokile a re baleng lentso la modimo a re baleng lentso la modimo ene e re le ga re fitla ko dikerekeng gore o ska ya kerekeng batho ba gogala ko dikerekeng gote pastor o very very powerful forgetting gore lwena you are very very powerful your prayers can be answered only if you believe only if you believe Well, this is an Marandiso Orkaize Arbona. Your faith as small as mustard seed, you can move mountains. So, Moto Oza Maya asna tumelo. Okatoma kirginyaha unswako hauna tumelo. Some people they get delivered. Bakria, deliverance, karodikereke, bakria, kurba prospera kamoharadikereke. When I was also because of hauna tumelo. Tumelo e batho ba le batsamang ka yona ga ona yona that is why o bona batho ba bangwe motho a teng a ya ko kerekeng e itseng because ane a utlile gote ko kerekeng batho ba kirile deliverance deliverance e mari le ko kerekeng ya gago o ka kira deliverance so o tlo tsamaya o ya ko kerekeng e leng gore o iphitlela o le mo kerekeng e berekisang mewa e itseng o tlo kira deliverance ka moya o sa siama moya o e seng wa modimo o lebala gore lwena modimo o go file matla modimo re file matla o re file matla you can pray for yourself and get delivered you can even deliver yourself from certain things so o ka re modimo a ka re thusa re tlogele go tlhalentse re tsa maya re sasanka re tlo feletsa re tsene mo dilong e seng yona o feletsa o tsene ko kerekeng yana ha o fitla kerekeng o bo setso thwasisa o thwasa o bolelwa ka tse ka ba gore o bolelwa ka badimo ya neng gore go etsagala so badimo ba go batla badimo this badimo that meanwhile e le gore ya neng o mo kerekeng so ke rata ke khothaletsa ba tlhanka I mean bazalwane lefatshe ka bophara gore let us read the Bible let us hear what God says about our lives What I like about God because is that our God is a true God. Our God is a true God and our God is so faithful. Lentsela modimo la re ba botlhe ba tshepileng yena ga ba kitla ba tlhatjwa ke ditlhong. And ka nnete if you can just look back o a bona gore a wa ka nnete I've been through lot of challenges. I've been through storms of life. Mare modimo ga isinkebe a ntlhabisi ditlhong. So modimo wa rona o re morapelang ke modimo wa nnete. Ke modimo o ileng gore ga a tlhabisi ditlhong. O etsa ka bojotlhe modimo gore setšhaba se sa ka se ke ipile ditseng sona se gore se tle seng worship se tle seng kgalaletse ga ke batle go se tlhabisa ditlhong nna ke le modimo and then what I like about God is that modimo ke modimo ya reng ga ntsha lentswe a le sale morago go bona gore le ya diragala lentswe la gage ga le boele morago ko ene le sa pheta morero o a le rometseng ona so really our God is so faithful ge le gore go teng motho mo lefatsheng kampo motho wa utlweletseng ana a sa tshepe modimo ke rata ke mokgothaletsa gore bona tshepa Jehova Jehova o ke modimo ya lokileng ke modimo o e leng gore o tshepagetse modimo ene modimo o na le morero o itseng ka maphelo a rona. He's got good plans about our lives. Bible e riyalo, it plans to prosper us, not to harm us. So maybe you've been harmed somewhere, somehow. Know that it is not God who harmed you. God is faithful. He's got good purpose about our lives.
Wow, thank you so much, ma'am. We really appreciate. Thank you so much for coming back to us. And we really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Send us a voice note also. It's 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. We are keen to hear from you as to what you say with regards to this. Now, much of the times, many times, we find ourselves not talking about being watchful because we don't want to engage in this, since there are some areas of our lives that we would rather have not, should not have them watched, you know, because there are some things that we still are doing. May the Father help us that we do what is right at all times. We do that which needs to be done, and we should not find ourselves wallowing in the mud of defilements that is brought on by quite a multitude of sins. We should be careful. And much of the times, I think, we really are looking down on this. And that is a problem. Right. Send us a WhatsApp. I said I'll play some good music, and I've only played one song, man. I'll play another one just as we go. I'll play one other song. This is the song that I used to play, Quatrizville. And it really kept me going, because I really was hungry to know Christ and the power of his resurrection.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring. 24 hours a day.
I used to stay at the house number 30 Makatu Street, and they will tell you I used to play this, especially on a Sunday. Munna, those days, yes, I wanted to know the Father so much.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
My friend, let's see what is going on here and see. Okay. I think Usipho Polos uyosilahlekela nje kakhulu laphayana. Usilahlekela Usipho, awu madoda akithi. Usilahlekela Usipho. Usilahlekela umfundisi Motha, akhluphi ngizobathola. Godfrey.
Good evening, Babu Ray, nama guests, nama listeners. Salvation, the topic today, our salvation, how it affects us, has changed us, for me, a lot. The words that come up from my mouth are different now. I make sure that I don't hurt people, the things that goes into my mind. And the salvation has given me an opportunity to filter what goes in and out of my heart. Things that I say, things that I do, the food that I eat. You can tell Lang Ham about this guy is salvation. From what is salvation really? Salvation is a gift to those who broke the commandments and the covenant of the Most High, which he made with the children of Israel at Mount Sinai, in the presence of Moses, where they had to Israel, which was observer and keep the commandments. Batata ikazi was sprinkled to all of them. They worshipped uNkulunkulu, accepted. But over the years, we know my Israelites, they renegated against their covenant. But ngoba the Most High doesn't forget. He punished them because he told them, if you disobey, there's going to be consequences. The consequences are going to die. You can even die. Some of them died.
Mm.
So he gift here, yokuthi uNkulunkulu udiniwe ukuthi ngoba punish. Because they broke his covenant.
Mm.
He decided to send Christ that Nekaz lack. Ayenze the covenant, a new one, to erase the old one, the debt that they couldn't pay, and then I started a new one. So Christ and Ngempela uzile, waba unite abantwana ba Israel, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, waba ne salvation. So now there is a second one that is coming, the judgment. Salvation sins again. And uNkulunkulu has made a new covenant, manje. Now, talking about Israel, which is going to forgive them, is going to accept them as his children, and is going to be their Elohim. So, tina singena kanjani, sikova sibambi slash, which nothing we feel what we have sinned, the things that we do, the things that we have said, the things that we have thought in our minds, ezimbi, is evil. Sizenzile izinto ezimbi, which we are not proud of. Abanye abasibona abaza amasivi wethu, they remind us, but thina sesidlulile, because we're told ukuthi we're going to be born again. The old self is died, there's a new person. They can see the way we talk, we do things. We handle the business, we address abantu, and then we can pray, siyaduduza abantu, siyakwazi ukushumayela, siyakwazi ukubamba isevisi, umfundisi nangakafiki. Nakunama funeral siyakhona ukukhuba I service umuntu akhona ukubeka ngasonto ngoba sesinayo a confidence ukuthi singamaphambi kwebandla simele iqiniso si represente uChrist ngoba ke umuntu ozosikhomba abone ama mistake ukuthi because of his salvation igazi leli esilithathile it's a contract esizithathile yona. Just like abanye abantu bathatha icontract bafuna ukuyenzani, abanye bathatha icontract yokuthwala, abanye bathatha icontract ofuna ukuya emanzini ini. I-choice, mara thina ke choice ukuthi sidecide ukuthi thina sifuna ukuthi le life esiyiphilayo econtrolwa yi-flesh ayikho right. Sifuna impilo e-right econtrolwa yi-spirit. So sithola njalo nge-salvation. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. We really appreciate. Thank you so much. Uti, fade it out, please. No, come on, man. There's no need to fade out. I really had to play it so that Sibone could go into Galan. Nevertheless, right, we have come to the end of the show. Let me give our guests a minute each to conclude. Let me start with you, Sipo. Finally, just a minute. What do you say about watchfulness?
I think when they say the Holy Spirit should help us, let us not quench him because the one that knows exactly of God so that he can equip us and then we are able to alert other people, especially the body of Christ.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And Mfundisi Mota, you've got your minute. What say you finally?
Mfundisi, thank you so much once again for tonight. And I just want to say let us continue in prayer. Paul says that in Colossians 4, verse 2, that continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving.
Mm.
And meanwhile, praying also, pray for that God open door for us.
Mm.
Meaning, even Abahol Betu, we need to pray for them. Not only we pray for ourselves, but Abahol Betu, our pastors, we need to pray for them so that and alert at all times.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And Jabu, my friend, you got your minute. What say you, sir?
Thank you very much, my friend. We give Yahusha HaMashiach all the glory for teaching us and awakening us to be watchful.
Mm.
So just my closing words from the book of Micah, chapter 7, verse 7. It says, but as for me, I will watch expectantly for the Lord. I will wait for the Lord of my salvation. My God will hear me. May this be all our prayer, that we expectantly watch for the Lord.
Yes.
And wait for his salvation, for his salvation. And the Lord will hear us and will be able to see that which he wants us to see and speak that which he wants us to speak to awaken the church. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Next week, we are getting back to a topic we touched quite a long time ago, an unteachable spirit. We are going to be talking about that. What does it mean to be unteachable? And how this thing can actually happen without anyone being aware that it's happening. Even to me, it can happen. Without anyone being aware that it is happening to them. So we are touching on that next week. Thank you so much for the calls. Thank you so much also for the WhatsApp messages. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for praying for the show. Thank you that you are patient with us. And of course, you know, you practice your endurance and you practice your long-suffering while listening to us. I really appreciate that. And it's been great. It's been wonderful. Fundis Mota, greetings to you. And unkulunkulu akubusise, ubakhonze ekhaya baba.
Shalom, Fundis. Greetings to you. And also na ubakhonze ekhaya. I will do so. Ngiyanthanda kakhulu mfundisi Sipho, mfundisi Jabulani kanye nabalaleli emakhaya. We thank the Father once again tonight, the opportunity we had together.
Hayi, sesiyasondela ku-Men's Dialogue. Sekuseduze mfoka baba.
Noma kanjani?
Ya, sekuseduze. Sekuseduze madoda.
Sekuseduze. We are coming. We will be there.
Abantu labayana abaningi labo ubhuti osebenza nabo labayana sabagcina lo yanyaka bafike mfo. Bafike. Bafike bazobusisa indawo. Ey, madoda.
Yes.
Ya. And then Sipho Paulos, asibonge kakhulu lapho ke. Mine.
Asibonge mfundisi, ngidawo mfoka pho, phozani. Yavaleni, signing out. Siyabonga mfundisi, Nkosi Mosimbusi. Jabulani Dominic, mfundisi Mod. Love you guys. God bless you.
Siyakuthanda kakhulu, khonze ekhaya, ukhonze ekhaya kakhulu, bakhonze kakhulu lapho. Jabu. Awuzweke.
My friend.
Thank you so much, man. Love you always. Thank you. Men's Dialogue is coming. Yabona Jabu man. Awoko imoto mayigcwale ke laphayana abavuthu abathathu abane abazofika bathi sizono Jabu laphayana ya hey sizozo uNkulunkulu esibusisa laphayana. Sizabe sinomfundisi umfundisi uMathebule zabe khona and futhi we are opting to bring umfowethu umngani wami uDr. Langalani. Mbodi is coming over. Mbodi is coming over. He is one of the head of department Lape Vets University. So he's coming over. Thank you so much. Unkulunkulu anibuse ngendlela isimanga. Siyabonga kakhulu bafowethu. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my friend.
Awuzeke, awuzeke.
Tuda Raba.
Tuda. Tuda Raba. We thank the Father and we say Tuda Raba. May he be glorified for everything he has done. And may he be glorified for what he has said through each and every one of you tonight. Shalom.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.